Hello everyone. Today is the 22nd of January, 2019. Today I wanted to do something a bit more lighthearted after the whole depressing bloody Zimbabwean thing that really got me, disturbed me quite a bit. Anyway, it's a bit more lighthearted, but still quite serious, I'd say. It's not as morbid. It's what I wanted to do for quite a while, and it is a book review on Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged. This book, the first thing you'll notice is that it is quite a brick. The copy I have here is almost 1,200 pages, 1,168 pages. So it is quite a thick brick, this. And it comes off even more evident once you've read it for like 2 hours, and then you start coming up with very interesting ways to hold it because it gets heavy. And for someone who never really used to read a lot throughout his life, this book was daunting. It was a daunting read at first, but I actually read it within a month. And I'm not a very quick reader, fast reader, so I think that's it's a pretty decent achievement in that sense. But also, I mean, it is just so bloody well written. This is a masterpiece by a genius. Ayn Rand, I'm very convinced she's an absolute genius. For those who do not know, she's a Russian-American. She came to America during, I think, the 1920s or something. Anyway, so she saw, like, you know, the horrors or the oppression of Soviet Russia. So this novel was published, I think, in 1957, and it took her something like 14 years to write. And the reason for that is that this book is essentially, it is a epic mind experiment of Ayn Rand's philosophy of objectivism, which is a very controversial philosophy. Either you love it or you hate it. I wouldn't say that it is an absolutely perfect philosophy, but it's absolutely beautiful. And from a sort of a secular ethics point of view, which is to say that not based on faith or in God or anything like this. So she was an atheist, and she basically built this system of philosophy and ethics through just reason, right? Just briefly. So the four pillars here in her philosophy are objective reality, reason, self-interest, laissez faire capitalism, and there's a fifth pillar which is more of subjective, which is aesthetics, romanticism. So what this book basically does is it takes you on a journey while slowly but surely sort of explaining the objectivist ethics. And at the end, there's, you know, the resolution and so on. And I don't want to, you know, give it any plot spoilers. If you just go and have a look at the objectivist ethics, obviously, and you read some of the stuff, you're like, bloody hell, no, this is like, you know, this isn't right, you know, because self-interest, selfishness. She even wrote a book with essays called The Virtue of Selfishness. So obviously, you know, when you hear that, you're like, well, no, that's not virtuous. It's not good. But once this intellectual titan of a woman starts breaking the stuff up and explaining it in a way that you can understand within a narrative form, it really really starts to make sense. It's sort of, when I read this book and when I finished the book, it's sort of like the puzzle pieces started to come into focus a little bit more. It helps you put together the puzzle pieces that, you know, you would struggle to do by yourself, or me at least, because I'm, you know, I'm not that clever. But it just really clarifies and brings a lot of clarity, and it gives you a lot more self-confidence. I think that's also what this book gives you. Also, her being a romanticist, her characters are sort of like these romantic idols, really like exceptional people that you can look up to. In the beginning of the book, I have to admit, I didn't like the characters. I got jealous in some way, and I thought they were, I had a certain hatred toward them. And as the book progressed, I really started like looking up to them as mentors, maybe, in a way. It's a funny way to put it, but I know it sounds strange, but that's the way that I experienced it. And I think even if you are not interested in philosophy and so on, from a literary sort of story point of view, I mean, it is very gripping. It's sort of also, the chapters reminded me of watching episodes of Game of Thrones, because it just ends so perfectly and with such a sort of like a bang that you're like, oh, shit, snap, you know? And then you just want to keep on reading. So she does that very well. Every single chapter ends on this sort of resolution, this, oh, damn, you know, I didn't see that coming, or just, you know, waves of goosebumps, which is absolutely brilliant. It's probably the book that has had the most influence on me. I would recommend this to anyone, and also, especially, I think, for girls and women. Just because I guarantee you that you'll fall in love with these characters, these men, these sort of these idolized, romantic depictions of what people, you know, can be if they, you know, follow certain convictions or philosophy. And these are strong characters that I think any woman would fall in love with, all of them, all of the main ones. There is a female character, one of the main characters, Dagny Taggart, and she's also just, you know, you have to sort of fall in love with her from a guy's perspective as well. So just at the back of the book, it reads, opening with the enigmatic question, who is John Galt? Atlas Shrugged envisions a world where men of talent, the great innovators, producers, and creators, have mysteriously disappeared. With the U.S. economy now faltering, businesswoman Dagny Taggart is struggling to get the Transcontinental Railroad up and running. For her, John Galt is the enemy. But as we will learn, nothing in this situation is quite as it seems. And that's very true. And then it just, lastly, it says, hugely influential and grand in scope, the story of a man who stopped the motor of the world expounds Rand's controversial philosophy of objectivism, which champions competition, creativity, and human greatness. I mean, I don't know what to say any further than you definitely, absolutely have to read this book. It's a no-brainer. It's going to last you a while. It's money well spent. Get the printed copy. Having the book and finishing it and holding it in your hand, I know it sounds strange, but it's a rewarding feeling. And I've also, yeah, okay, so I'm not gonna carry on too much about that. And then just, I'll slide this one in here as well. So after that, after reading Atlas Shrugged, I had to go and pick up The Fountainhead, which is about a character, Howard Roark, who is a architect, and it's basically him living life on his own terms. And it's sort of like a precursor to the Atlas Shrugged, not a precursor, but in the sense of Ayn Rand's philosophy, because there are hints of it in this, but this is much more focused on the character, I think, and certain a certain dimension of her philosophy, whereas Atlas Shrugged is her entire philosophy in a narrative form, which is just, what an absolute magnificent achievement this is. I'm absolutely in love with this woman and her writing. It's incredible. So that's it. So when you go to the bookstore again, go to the classics section, buy it and read it. Do it. Thank you for listening, guys. This will be the end of today's podcast. Goodbye.